Ele vai seguir.
It's a joy to be before the Lord this morning, this afternoon.
Numunezero kuba turi imbere y'Imana kuri mutaga.
And for all of you who are viewing from wherever you are.
I've
found the joy in Light Mission Church. And every day I thank Pastor Meshach for his good leadership. That even in this very difficult time, he has been able to put us together as a church. He has been able to gather us from every corner as the sheep, and we all follow Jesus Christ even in this very difficult time. May the Lord bless you and continue to use you, Pastor. It's a joy to share from the word of the Lord, and if you have your Bibles with you, open in the book of 2 Corinthians.
Chapter 6
and verses
2.
We will only share one verse for now. This I'll read and my friend will read it in Kirundi. He says, in an acceptable time I have listened to you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you.
Ijambo y'Imana ivuga ngo kuko yavuze ati mu gihe cyo kwemererwamo ndakumvise.
I decided to entitle the message today, Now is the Time. And some of us may wonder, why now is the time? Brothers and sisters, there is a lot happening in the world today. There are so many things happening and we may wonder where to run. The point where we are today, so many things have happened. Ever since I was born, I have never seen what I am seeing today.
There are
people dying every corner. People even killing themselves because they don't want the virus to kill them. When you look at some nations around us, you would probably want to run to, the same thing is happening. And therefore, we are left in a place whereby we can have nowhere to run to. Because there is nowhere else that we can run to.
The
times are very hard and so difficult. Very hard things are happening all around us. People are getting so scared. And they're wondering where to run at a time like this one. COVID-19 is killing people. For the first time, I am hearing 40,000 people are dead. For the first time, I am hearing the news in another country, 100,000 have died. If you listen in a day, you hear 1,000 people have lost their lives. I was turned to tears when I saw that in Italy there was nowhere to bury people. And when you listen to only the COVID virus killings, it's even becoming more. You find that in some countries even hunger is killing people. In some countries we hear Ebola is killing people. In some countries you hear the bird flu is killing people. The times are so hard. Their times have become so hard that we don't know what to do. When we turn to the media, you get confused. Because in next minute they are saying something else. You begin to listen to this and get settled to that, and within a short time, another person is saying something else. And therefore, I reached a point whereby I even switched off the media and I said, I don't want to listen to what is happening. Because I don't know whom to believe. I don't know what to do. And probably you are like me today, that you are also wondering where else. But the good news is, there is somewhere we can run to. We can run to the Lord Jesus. We can run to Him and surrender to Him. We can turn to His Word and read His Word. We can totally depend on God. We can turn to God and cry to Him. And that is why Paul writes to the Corinthians. And he said, for he says, an unacceptable time I have listened to you. Oh, what good news to know that the Lord is ready to listen to us. He's ready to hear us. Brothers and sisters, the only thing we can do is to run to Him. And I'm going to share four things from the word time. From the first letter T, let's turn to God. Let's turn to God at a time like this one. Brothers and sisters, as we wash our hands, let's wash our hearts before the Lord. I like what Paul was telling King Agrippa here. He was giving his testimony to Agrippa. In the book of Acts chapter 26, verses 20, he said, but declared first to those at Damascus, then at Jerusalem, and throughout all the region of Judea, and also to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works proving their repentance.
Kumurongo mirongo yavuga ngo ariko nabanje kubwira b'i Damasiko hanyuma abo Yerusalemu nabo mu gihugu cyose cy'Yuda n'abanyamahanga nabo yuko bakwiye kwihana no guhindukirira Imana bakore ibikorwa bikwiranye no kwihana.
Brothers, like Paul said here,
Benedata nkuko Paul yavuze ngaha,
the only thing we can do at a time like this one, ikintu dushobora gukora mu gihe nk'iki, the only thing we can do in difficult times like this one, ikintu dushobora gukora mu gihe gigoye nk'iki, it is to turn to Jesus. It is turn to God. Turn to God and repent. Turn to God and repent of our sins. Turn to God and begin doing the works of the Lord. Proving our repentance with what we are doing in our houses. We have been locked in our houses because we cannot move. We cannot go here or there because we can easily catch the virus. But as we hide in our houses, let's open our hearts
to the Lord Jesus and surrender to Him. Let this be the time that we can turn to God. Let this be the time that we can cry for forgiveness. Let this be the time that we can repent and say, God, forgive us. We repent of our sins. We have turned astray from You. We have done horrible things. We have not pleased You in many ways. Let's surrender to Him. Let's turn to the Lord at a time like this one. At a time like this one, let's turn to the Lord and repent our sins. But not only should we repent our sins, but we should do the works that prove that we have repented. Because many times we repent, but we continue doing the same thing. But Paul is saying that they repented and started doing the works that proved their repentance. If you are watching me from wherever you are, if you are watching me in your house, it's a time that you need to look through your life and see your repentance. That when I repented my sins to God and my works, and my works and actions proving my repentance. Do they show that I am a kind of person who has repented? Brothers and sisters, the only thing we, you and I, can do is to turn to God. Because we, some people have turned to things that do not take them anywhere. People have turned to things that they have confused them even the more. I tried as me to be online to see what is happening with this coronavirus. I wanted all the time to know what is happening. But the more I wanted to know what was happening, is the more I was getting more confused. I was getting more stressed. Is the more I was getting more depressed. And I said, I must turn to the Word of God. It's the time I need to read the Word of God and repent my sins and repent on behalf of my brothers and sisters and ask the Lord to ask the Lord to forgive our sins and heal our land, because we have wronged in many ways. I know God works through people, but our ultimate help must come from God. Trust Him. And now is the time to turn to the Lord. Now is the time to repent our sins. Forgiveness and cleansing is ours when we repent. Brothers and sisters, not washing our hands. We need to wash our hearts. We need to wash our lives. We need to cleanse our lives. Ask God to cleanse our lives. And let's seek Him. And let our actions show that we have repented. Let our actions show that we have repented. This is the time in our houses even that you can seek God more. No excuse for work. No excuse for the office. But you have your time with God and your family in the house. Turn to God.
hindukirira Imana.
1 John 1:9 says,
Yohani igice cya mbere,
that if we repent our sins,
Iki cha mbere cha Yohana igice cha mbere mu ngo w'icene kivuga ngo niyo twihanye ibyaha byacu.
If we repent our sins,
twihanye ibyaha byacu,
he is just to forgive us.
N'umugorotsi ishobora kudukira.
The Lord is ready to forgive us.
Imana iriteguye kuduharira.
At this time as we seek God,
muri iki gihe nk'uko turi kutorondera Imana,
at this time as we call upon his name,
muri iki gihe nk'uko turi kuhamagara izina ryayo,
let's repent.
Reka duce bugufi twihane.
Call upon Jesus.
Duhamagara izina rya Yesu.
Forgive us.
And
cleanse our lives
and
wash us daily.
We are
all victims. We are all victims. The Bible says in Romans that all have sinned.
And
we have fallen short of God's glory. We have all sinned. But we can call upon him and ask him to forgive us. If you are watching me from wherever you are and you've never given your life to Jesus, let this be the day that you receive Jesus. Let this be the day that you can turn to him. Let this be the day that you can surrender to him. Not washing your hands. Not just washing your hands and legs and your body. But let your heart be washed by Jesus. Hebrews 12:2 says, at this time let us look to Jesus. Let's look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And for the joy that he set before him. And he endured on the cross for you and I. Brothers and sisters, it's a time that we need to wake up and focus on God. We have many years focused on things. We have focused on all the blessings God has given to us. But this is the time that we remove our eyes on all these monies and have our focus on God. I have heard of people with millions of shillings. They have had nothing to do with their money during the season of coronavirus. Somebody sent me a message that was so disturbing of a millionaire in Italy. His wife died. Within a short time, his child died. Then as he still was like, at least I have one left here, that one also died. He climbed the longest building high in the sky. And he fell down and committed suicide.
He
said money can do nothing. At a time like this one, what we need is Jesus. Repent and turn to God. The next letter is letter I. The letter I. Invest in the Lord.
This
is the time that you and I must invest in the Lord. How can we be able to invest in the Lord at a time like this one, when things have become so hard? How can you be able to invest in the Lord? Let's read in Matthew chapter 6 verses 20-21.
Abe muri Matayo gice cha gatandatu.
He says,
umurongo wa 21.
Matthew chapter 6 verses 20-21.
Ubutumwa bwiza bwa Matayo igabane cha gatandatu umurongo wa 21.
He says, but store up yourselves treasures in heaven.
Bivuga ngo kuko aho ubutunzi bwanyu bwawe buri niho mutima uzoba.
Where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where that's in Matthew chapter 6 verses 20 to 21.
Matayo gatandatu mirongo ibiri gushika mirongo ibiri na rimwe. Ariko mwirundanirize ubutunzi mu ijuru ahatari inyenzi n'ingese hatari yo nibisuma vyimba ngo vyibe.
For where your treasure is, there will your heart also be.
Kuko aho ubutunzi bwawe buri niho umutima wawe uzoba.
Brothers and sisters, as we read these words of
Jesus Christ,
he says, but store up yourself treasures in heaven. The world we are living in today, people are forgotten like they are going to live on earth forever. But let this be the wake-up time to know that we are not going to live here forever. The day is coming when we will all go. But the question is, where have you stored up your riches? Where have you stored up your riches? Are your riches stored up in heaven? And the Bible says that where nothing will eat it or destroy it, where it is going to be saved. And therefore, brethren, invest in the Lord. God demands the first place in our lives. He wants to take the first place in your life today. Where does God come in your life? Many of us have forgotten God and he comes last in your life. We think of ourselves. We think of our family. We think of our children. We think of our relatives. We think of us. But God demands the first place in your life. Invest in the Lord. He expects us to be faithful in worship. He expects us to be faithful in all acts, including giving, including bringing to the Lord. I know some of us are now rejoicing and saying, now I can no longer take to church an offering and tithes. Brothers and sisters, God still demands from you. He demands from you. Invest in the Lord. Many of us have bought so much properties. We know of people who have bought property upon property. They have forgotten about giving to God. But God says, invest in me. Because when you invest in heaven, nothing will destroy you. Nothing will take it away. My brothers and sisters,
Benedata,
wherever you are, invest in the Lord. Keep it with the Lord. It is safe with the Lord. Nothing will destroy you when it's with the Lord. We invest in God's kingdom when we give in our time for his work. How much time do you spend even in studying his word? Many of us spend only 2 minutes by, you just kneel on your table and say, God, take care of me today and thank you for the food, and you go to bed. But when we are doing things for ourselves, we spend hours. We rejoice because you have been given 10 hours in your place of work. And you count in terms of money how many hours you make in those 8 or 10 hours. But when it comes to giving to the Lord, you give
in
2 minutes. You don't even give him 1 hour. You don't give him 2 hours. But let it be for yourself. You will give it as long as you can. Because you need a lot for yourself. God demands our time. Invest in God's kingdom. Let this be the time in this locking, be the time that we can renew our relationship with God. In this locking, let it be the time that we can be fruitful. Get your phone or WhatsApp and share a message about Jesus with a friend. Go on Facebook and speak about the goodness of God. Go wherever you can and share Jesus Christ. Let be the time that you can be fruitful. And by doing so, you are investing in the kingdom of God. When can I do that? Now is the time. Earthly treasures do not last. Earthly treasures do not last. But God's treasures will last. As we put all our treasures in eternal value, they will last forever. That's what the Bible says in 1 Timothy 6. Let's look 1 Timothy chapter 6 again. Verse 17. And he says, command those who are rich in this world that they do that not be conceited, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who richly gives us all things to enjoy.
Wihanize abatunzi bo mu viki gihe bareke kwibona canke kwishimira ubutunzi butari ubwo kwishimirwa ariko bishimira Imana iduha vyose bisesekaye ngo tu binezererwe.
Actually, I want us to add to verses 18, command that they do good, that they be rich in good works, generous, willing to share.
Nagomba nongere n'umurongo wa 18 navuga ngo kandi bakoze bakore iciza babe abatunzi kubikorwa vyiza babe abanyabuntu bakunda gutanga.
Hallelujah. I like what Paul is telling Timothy here, and he says, command those who are rich that all his blessings are from God.
Nakunda kuneza kwa nijambo Paul yabwiye Timoteyo ngo wihanize abatunzi bo muri iki gihe bareke kwibona canke kwishimira ubutunzi batari bwo kwishimirwa ariko bishimira Imana iduha vyose.
Some people are forgotten and they begin to think all I have is from me. They
have
forgotten that what they have came from God. Hence, instead of moving closer to God, they are moving away from God who gave them what they have. Earthly treasures do not last. But spiritual treasures are for eternal value. Let's move to letter M. In the word time. March with God. Walk with God or march with God in everything that we do. These are very hard times, brothers and sisters. And I want us again to open our Bibles in 2 Timothy. And chapter 2. Verses 3 and 4. It says, endure hard times as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No soldier on active duty entangles himself with the civilian affairs that he may please the enlisting officer.
Murongo wa gatatu havuga ngo ufatanye nanje kwihanganira imibabaro nk'uko bikwiye umusoda mwiza wa Kristo Yesu. Nta musoda yo kwikwegera mu by'ubugingo ngo azahimbare wa mwandikiye ubusoda.
Brothers and sisters, these are hard times.
Bene data ni gihe kigoye.
Things are not easy.
Ibintu ntabwo byoroshye.
But you who know Jesus.
Ariko wewe uzi Yesu.
Be like a soldier of God.
Ube nk'umusoda w'umwami.
Be like a soldier of Jesus.
Ube nk'umusoda wa Yesu.
Who is ready to march with God?
Ashobora kuba ahagaze kugira ngo
abandane. Who is ready to go anywhere with Jesus?
Umuntu umusoda ashobora
kugenda ari wese na Yesu. No matter how the challenges.
Naho haba ibigoye
byose. No matter how difficult the day.
Naho bari ibihe bigoye.
No matter how crucial and things are,
naho tubona ibintu bigoye
kandi hamwe, endure hard times. Uteza kuba wihanganiye ibigoye. Hard times as a soldier.
Ibihe bigoye.
Now let's look at a soldier.
Reka turabe umusirikare.
A soldier
umusoda
is very obedient.
Umusoda n'umuntu yubaha.
He's always obedient to his master.
Umusoda n'umuntu yubaha umukuru
we. You find that he will lay his life for his country.
Ushobora kubona umusoda yicishe bugufi canke akare ku buzima bw'iyo bugapfa kubera igihugu
cyo kubona. He will go in the front line to fight for his country.
Azogera no mu ntambara imbere kugira ngo gwane igihugu
cyo. He will never give up.
Nashobora kuvuga
ati he will never compromise.
Nashobora guhinda.
Brothers and sisters, the times are hard.
Bene data igihe kiragoye
ni kinini. Be like a soldier.
Ugiye kuba nk'abasirikare.
Who is ready to be loyal for the kingdom of God?
Umusirikare yizigiwe
kubera igihugu cyo. Who is ready to stand for the truth?
Umusoda gwe guhagarara
ku gihugu. Ready to fight for the kingdom of God. No matter the challenges, you will keep going. You will keep trusting. You will keep going. No matter the challenge. This is not the time to give up.
There
are many people when things become hard.
That's
the time they relax. Is the time they give up. But my challenge to you, brothers and sisters, do not give up. Be like a soldier. Do not find yourself entangled on ordinary affairs.
Now,
a soldier is ready to sacrifice for his country.
Gutanga ubuzima bwiwe.
A soldier is loyal to his country.
Umusirikare n'umuntu akunda igihugu
cye. A soldier is courageous to fight for his country.
Umusoda n'umuntu afise ubushizi bw'amanga kugira ngo ane igihugu
cye. A soldier will love his country.
Umusoda azoku arakunda igihugu cyiwe.
This is the time that we need to have all this as a soldier of God.
Icyo gihe dukwiye guha kuba dufise ibintu
nk'umusoda wa Kristo. Paul tells Timothy endure hardship as a good soldier.
Paulo abwira Timoteyo ati wihangane nk'umusoda w'ukuri.
As a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Nk'umusoda wa Yesu Kristo.
Do not find yourself entangling yourselves in the things of this world.
Ntushobore kwivanga n'iby'ubugingo.
And therefore march with the Lord.
Ariko ugerageze kujana n'umwami.
Wherever you go.
Aho uja hose.
March with God.
Nugenane n'Imana.
Talk about God.
Vuga vya Yesu Kristo.
Witness about God.
Nuvuge inkuru nziza ya Kristo.
Testify to the unbelievers, to those friends of ours who have never known God. Nuvuge
gishinga ntaye cyawe ku bantu bataramenya
Yesu. Lead them to Jesus.
Bazane kuri Yesu.
Draw them to Jesus.
Bazane kuri Yesu.
For he has the saving power.
Kuko afise ubushobozi bwo
gukiza. And is ready to sanctify and sustain us.
Arasho afise kandi ariteguye kutweza no kutugira abazima no kugira abasha.
As it says in 2 Timothy 2:2.
Nkuko yavuze muri Timoteo wa kabiri igabane cya kabiri mu ngo wa kabiri.
He says, share the things that you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses with faithful men who will be able to teach others.
Yavuze ku mungo wa kabiri ngo kandi ivyo wanyumvanye mu maso y'ivyabona vyinshi ubishikiriza abantu bo kwizigirwa bashobora kuvyigisha n'abandi.
As we march with Jesus.
Igihe tujaye na Yesu.
Let's know what we have learned from him.
Reka tumenye ibyo twize
muri we. And let's share with one another.
Ibyo twumvise muri we tubibwira abandi.
And as I finish.
Nkuko ngiye guheza.
We move to letter E.
Reka tuje ku indome E.
So that we can get the word time.
Reka kugira turonke ijambo time.
Endure for the Lord.
Wihanganire kubwo umwami,
endure for the Lord.
Nuwihangane kubw'umwami.
Brothers and sisters, times are hard.
Bene data igiye kiragoye.
Times are challenging.
Igiye kiragoye cyane.
It's very easy to give up.
Biroroshe kuvuga ati jewe ndahevye.
But Matthew tells us that we must endure.
Ariko Matayo aratubwira ngo tuteweza kwihangana.
I want us to read chapter 24 and verse 13.
Ndiko turaraba muri Matayo igigabane cha 24 umurongo.
The words of Jesus himself.
Amajambo ya Yesu Matayo 24
verse 13.
Umurongo wa 13.
And he says, but he who endures to the end shall be saved.
Umurongo w'icyumweru yasavuga ngo ari kuwihangana agashitsa kwiherezo ni wazokira.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brothers, this is the time to endure.
Benedict,
this is the time to hold on to the Jesus we have gotten held on. This is not the time to give up. No matter the challenges, no matter the coronavirus, no matter the Ebola, no matter the hunger, this is the time to endure Christ. Because it says that he who shall endure, he who shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah. What
Hallelujah.
Good news that we shall be saved. Too often Christians give up. When the contrary winds blow and storm comes away, we give up. But the Bible says that this is a time that we must endure. Because it is in endurance that our salvation is in. I don't know about you.
Sinzi ivyawe.
I don't know about you.
Sinzi ivyawe.
But I have chosen to endure.
Ariko je nahisemwo kwihangana.
Even in this challenge.
No muri kigiye kigoye.
Because I know that it's in my endurance that I will be saved.
Ndazi ko muri ku kwihangana kwanje niho nzoronkera ugutabarwa.
The winds may come blowing right and left. The storms may be so hard. The clouds may even rise up. Like where we are now. Let's endure. We need never to give up. We need never to give up in despair. When we are shaken and disturbed, hold on to Christ. Let's hold on to Christ. Christians who endure for the Lord in the life shall rejoice. Because with him they have hidden their lives in him. They have hidden their lives in the Lord. They have hidden their lives in him. So when he comes, he will find them in him. This is the time to endure. Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you.
Bene data sinzi ivyanyu.
But I want us to know.
Ariko ngoma tunabwire
ko now is the time.
Ko iki ni gihe. Ubunye n'ubu ni gihe.
Let's turn to God.
Reka tugaruke ku Mana.
Let's invest in the Lord.
Reka dushike ubutunzi bwacu mu Mana.
Let's march with God.
Reka tujane n'Imana.
And let's endure until the Lord will come for us. Do not fear anything that will kill the body. But we can only be afraid of what will kill the soul. It's the time that we need to give to him. And totally put our trust in him. I don't know about you. This is the time. Maybe in your house. You may be in your sitting room and watching. You may be listening in your car.
This is the
time that you can park
your car
and just talk to him and surrender to
him. There's
nothing you can do as a human being in these times.
Paul
told us in 2 Corinthians, now is the time. There is no any other time.
You
are there in your room. Turn to the Lord. Repent. Ask God for your forgiveness. Shall we pray? Lord Almighty, we thank you. We thank you because you are our God and our Savior. There is no question about this time. This is the time, as your word says, and a very acceptable time for us. Forgive us, O Lord. Forgive us, O Lord. Forgive us, O Lord. We repent before you that we may be your children.
Oh,
King of Glory, forgive us.
Oh,
for that one watching in the sitting room, Lord, accept his repentance. For that one who was parked by the roadside, Lord, hear his prayer this morning. Hear him, O King of Glory, and help us in our walk with you as we surrender to you, and that we will live for you and
we'll
be ready to endure until you come back. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And may the Lord bless you. Hallelujah. I want to call upon Pastor.
To close
with closing remarks. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless you.